This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, an update on the West Nile virus. It's made its way across the U.S. and is here in California. But first, U.S. soldiers are usually in pretty good shape. Some are in such great shape, they're actually moonlighting as Olympic athletes. In Colorado Springs, the Army is training those athletes in a program called the World Class Athlete Program. Karen Russo has this report.
On the edge of Colorado Springs is the headquarters for the Army's World Class Athlete Program at Fort Carson. While thousands of soldiers are fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan, this select group has an unusual assignment: to win gold at Athens.
The mission of the World Class Athlete Program is to put athletes on the Olympic team.
Rob Coley runs WCAP, where about 100 soldier athletes are accepted and trained for 3 years. After that, they return to the Army at large. Of course, one obvious question is, why would the Army spend all that time and money to train an athlete only to have them sent right off to war?
If they make the Olympic team and they go to the Olympics, they've accomplished that mission. They're still soldiers, and the Army has need of their specialty elsewhere.
WCAP's budget for 2004 was a little more than $1 million, or about $15,000 per athlete, to cover travel, equipment, and coaching expenses.
We don't necessarily have better training than any other program. What we provide is opportunity, because this gives an athlete the chance to concentrate everything they've got on that sport. They don't have to worry about working part-time to make a living. They don't have to worry about whether they're going to have coaching, whether they're going to be able to afford to travel to competitions. And so by providing those things, it gives the athlete the opportunity to focus all of their energies on their sport.
Modern pentathlete Chad Senior is training for the swimming leg of the event. Senior is 29 and has been in the Army since the day after he graduated from George Washington University 7 years ago. He keeps a grueling schedule.
We were in Mexico for a week, and then Rio for a week. Came back here for 2 days.
The 6-foot-tall, lithe athlete officially qualified for Athens last month. Senior never thought about joining the Army until he learned of WCAP.
If I hadn't been in the Army program, I wouldn't have had the success that I've had. You know, like in pentathlon for our federation, you don't get any kind of funding until you're top three. Well, you know, when I started, I was bottom three.
He is grateful to the Army and just extended his tour of duty for another year. Even though he'll probably be sent to Iraq, most likely it won't happen before the Olympics, but it is a possibility. One female bobsledder missed the World Cup racing season when her unit was mobilized for Iraq this winter. For Yama Resdo, training didn't end when he went to Iraq. Resdo, a cannon specialist, was sent there after hurting his shoulder.
It was a rough experience. Because you're over there, up away from your family. And, you got all the stress, the coming stress, because, you know, you got to survive over there. You got to take care of your soldiers. You got to take care of yourself. You got to get the mission done.
During his 14 months in battle, in between military raids, Resdo honed his boxing skills with the help of the boxing company, Ringside.
Actually, Ringside sent us some gloves and everything. We're over there playing with the guys and everything, showing some a little bit of techniques for boxing.
Resdo hopes to make the 2008 Olympic Games. Tina George is strong, fast, and flexible. She is 5 feet and 128 pounds. Pretty much the ideal combination for a female wrestler. Unfortunately, George failed to make the U.S. Olympic team. She will soon rejoin her regular Army unit and will likely be deployed to Iraq.
I am a soldier, you know, and I'm scared though I might be, I'm going to go do my job. That's part of it. We're not civilians here training. We're soldiers, and the Army needs soldiers, and we will go.
This year, the Army will send 8 soldier athletes to Athens as members of the U.S. Olympic team. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Russo.